It used to be a cast-iron wisdom of American politics that presidents should never take credit for a booming stock market. What goes up very often comes down, and those that demand applause for the ascent tend to find themselves fielding the blame when the crash comes.
We're having probably the greatest economy that we've had anywhere, anytime in the history of our country.
This would appear to be the latest of the cast-iron wisdoms of American politics cast aside by President Donald Trump. Since he took office, the slightest uptick in the Dow Jones Industrial Average has seen him furiously applying his tiny thumbs to his Twitter account to proclaim his own economic genius. Trump has been noticeably quieter on the subject of the stock market this week. The Dow Jones has lurched downwards, having a similar effect on markets around the world. A certain amount of perspective is in order. As we go to air, the index is about where it was last November. No queues of bankrupted brokers were forming next to high window ledges then, and nor should they be now. But a couple of percentage points out of the Dow is nevertheless billions of dollars of people's investments and pensions.
Where? Having a little squabble with China because we've been treated very unfairly for many, many decades, for actually a long time.
This damage has been done by the latest exchange of salvos in the US versus China trade war, which was initiated by US President Donald Trump, who has waged it with his customary bellicosity ever since. Late last week, the United States hiked tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, from an already steep 10% to a positively vertiginous 25%. Earlier this week, China responded, slapping tariffs of up to 25% on $60 billion worth of American imports. Lest anybody misinterpret China's retaliation, Chinese Communist Party newspaper The People's Daily illustrated its social media accounts with a rousing graphic showing the Chinese flag emblazoned with the slogans "Negotiate? Sure. Fight? Anytime. Bully us? Wishful thinking." On this pace, we're probably not more than a week away from "Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough." The United States trade deficit with China is second only to the Mexican border as an animating obsession of President Trump. Last year, he famously declared that trade wars are good and easy to win.
You want to know something? We always win.
As is often the case where Trump is concerned, however, it's not entirely clear that he knows what he's talking about or cares that he doesn't know. He has repeatedly claimed that the increased tariffs on Chinese goods are being paid for by China rather than by the American consumer. This is the precise opposite of the case, as even Trump's National Economic Council director Larry Kudlow has admitted.
It's U.S. businesses and U.S. consumers who pay, correct?
Yes, to some extent. I don't disagree with that.
Trump's trade war, or rather China's response, has been especially bad for one specific subset of Americans, Trump voters. In targeting its tariffs on American imports, China has made fairly obvious use of the 2016 U.S. Electoral College map. Last July, for example, China imposed tariffs on American soybeans. Of the 10 biggest soybean-producing U.S. states, 8 voted for Trump. In 2012, the U.S. exported nearly $15 billion worth of soybeans to China. Last year, it was barely $3 billion, and even were a trade war truce declared tomorrow, it will take a long time to recover those lost markets.
And the problem is we need help now. That's kind of the crux of it is, you know, we've been dragging along here for a little while, and you know, we need something done, you know, sooner rather than later.
However, to extend some credit where it's due, and acknowledging, again, that it is unclear that Trump understands what credit he might be due or why, it is arguable that when Trump launched this trade war last January, it was long past time that China got pulled up on certain of its practices. This is particularly true in respect of intellectual property rights, which China has generally appeared to regard with a combination of indifference and amusement, failing to enforce copyrights and forcing foreign companies to transfer proprietary technologies as a condition of access to China's vast marketplace. President Trump is also entitled to observe, the present languishing of the stock market notwithstanding, that the American economy overall is in good health. Its growth for the first quarter of 2019 was a robust 3.2%, well ahead of most predictions. It was possibly significant, however, when considering the possible impact of the trade war, that consumer spending had ebbed somewhat. There will be those who claim that America's current boom is despite Trump's quixotic tilt at China. There will be those, Trump doubtless foremost among them, who will claim that this is because of Trump's trade war. What we've learned this week is that China has no intention of backing down. And sometime soon, Trump is going to have to ask a lot of angry farmers to vote for him again. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.